Proclamation number 0403 of 7th of May, 1938. Divine power. Energy. Correct desire. Follower explanations. The earth with its surrounding atmosphere enlivens innumerable beings for the sole purpose that these can take care of their development and concentrate more and more on absorbing a force within themselves, which one can then regard as a culmination point and from which one can continuously strive for and achieve a transformability. Work this out for yourself. It is given to man to acquire an extraordinary power. He only needs to want to and can then use it to put his will into action. If he will now unite, he can decide inwardly consciously to which goal this wanting is to be applied now, then he receives at the same time the ability to prepare himself for eternity, because he then brings his will in agreement with the task assigned to him and he then can no longer do anything else but to fulfill this task. For this earth life all people has been given the same task, the ennobling of their soul, to give it freedom out of its previous power and then to prepare it to receive the Divine Spirit. The sooner this transformation takes place, the more effectively the power of the all-generating divinity will influence this person. So it is given to everyone to become a part of this power through a focused will. The evil influence of the earth will be weakened in the same measure. The soul, so to speak, removes itself from the sphere of the world which holds it in chains. It unites itself in higher spheres with beneficial and supporting spirit beings and thus escapes the power of darkness. The right will has therefore brought about a transformation that fits completely into the order of God. Every activity carried out at this stage is now aimed at the advancement of the soul, and the possibility therefore remains that the soul's further course of development takes place in such a way that it fully complies with its destiny and fulfills its task on earth. It has taken on a covering which is able to contain the highest and holiest. The Spirit of God. Amen.